Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You may remember we had Vernon Dozier, who was a football coach, on the line. He's a high school football coach over at Belmar Academy in Glendale. And we had him to talk about these deaths occurring on practice fields across America, high school, college, and professional level, of players who seem to be overexerted. Now we find out that, at least in the case of the 13-year-old player in Georgia who was overcome on the practice field, it is a birth defect, according to the Associated Press, not the heat that contributed to his death. And a 14-year-old player died in Texas from an enlarged heart. Routine physical exams cannot detect defects, which occur in about one out of every 5,000 people, at least this particular defect. The other player, Leonard Carter, who played at Lamar High in Houston, died during a football scrimmage because of an enlarged heart. So that's the 14-year-old in Texas that we were talking about. Vernon is on the line with Vernon. You there?
Right here, Phil, and I listened with great interest to the information that you had.
But this is not news to you, right?
Oh, no. I got that information this morning, as a matter of fact, and I practically flew down the hallway to Coach Alley's office because I told him then, I say, after all of the abuse that we took from a lot of parents during this this particular practice session this summer, and all of the phone calls that I took from booster club members and the calls from school administrators and from the press, and it turns out that these kids did not die from bad coaching. It turns out these kids were sickly. They got enlarged hearts. They had defective arteries. Some of these kids may have aneurysms, what have you. I do not, and I don't mean to disrespect any of these young people, but I'm going to tell you something right now. Of all the parents that called my office, and I address them directly right now, you know who you are. I have got you by the short and curlies now, and I'm not going to let go because we put up with so much abuse.
Well, what is there a revenge thing going on now?
My coaches and I put up with all kinds of abuse, and now I find out that these kids didn't die from COVID. This was birth defects. You see, I'm going to run my football program the way I want to run my football program.
Well, what kind of phone calls were you getting?
Oh, we had calls from my parents.
It's too hot. My boy shouldn't be out in it.
Oh, yeah, it's too hot. You shouldn't be running the kids. What we call gassers. And the gassers, we run them 10 yards, run them back, then they run 20 yards.
Yeah, I know what a gasser is. It's kind of a sprint.
It is. It's a collection of sprints. They didn't want us running gassers. They didn't want us running the grandstand. They didn't want us doing two-a-days. They wanted to threaten Hell Week. Hell Week is a time-honored tradition in high school football. And we are in the midst of our Hell Week right now, and that is...
Now, Hell Week means you got two practices a day in pads with full contact?
That is correct, and that's what we've got going right now. And I said to Coach Alley, I said, now these sons of bitches, excuse my language, but these son of a bitches that have been calling my office and telling me what to do, you going to tell me what to do with my football team?
Well, you do. You sound as if you feel vindicated.
I do. And I know so many coaches across the country feel vindicated because they targeted us and said our coaching was wrong, and we killed their precious little kids. And then the report comes out that some of these kids have some of this this pussy condition that I don't mean any disrespect.
Well, let's not get into characterizing the people, okay?
Well, some kid has got no business being out there doing a two-a-days with a disease like that. And so I got the word out that these kids that were dying had some kind of a disease. I'll never forget it. I got the news today. I coached for 30 years, and they want to tell us how to do it. Now the autopsy's come out. These kids have some kind of a God, pussy kind of disease. And
have you ever had a kid, as long as you want to call it pussy, have you ever had a kid die in your program?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, sir, I did. I can...
Tell me about it.
Well, it was back in the 70s. I don't even remember the kid's name, but he got hit right in front of me during our first contact drills during Hell Week, and he just didn't get up, and that was it. He was dead.
And, well, what happened to him?
Well, as I say, in those days, they didn't look into those things the way they do now, but I'd be willing to bet you it was some kind of one of these, oh, man, pussy illness, you know. And
you really like that word, don't you?
What I don't like is I don't like parents telling me how to coach, and I don't want some kid coming on with his mother's note. He's got asthma. He gets nosebleeds. And let me tell you one thing that I can't stand, and I've told every member of our football team, if I ever, and I mean if I ever, see your mother drop you off or pick you up from practice, You are off this football team.
What has that got to do with it?
I don't want any. You don't want me to say the pussy word, but I don't want any of them on this team, and I will tell you that right now. It's a matter of character as far as I'm concerned.
Asthma is a matter of character.
Look.
No, I want to be clear. A kid gets asthma, it means he's got no character.
Yeah, that's right. If a kid's, I need to have my breather, I got to have that hand pump or whatever that is. Huh. Oh, that's pissy, man.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Vernon Dozier's a high school football coach. We're looking into the aftermath of the report, autopsy reports on some of the kids that have died on football fields, the teenagers, some with some kind of enlarged heart condition, birth defect, etc., vindicating a lot of the coaching that's going on, vindicating coaches who may play the players in heat. You're using the word pussy. You're using the word...
Yes, I am. That's exactly right.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you what to say here, but you're saying that asthma, that nosebleeds, and that if a kid has his mother drop him off...
That is correct. I think that is a character issue. And I can tell you right now...
Well, what if that's the only ride the kid has to...
We have bus... Mr. Henry, if I could interrupt, we have bus service to and from our school. We have...
So the kid can take the bus?
The kid can take the bus. The kid can ride a bike. He can walk. He can have his father bring him. I got no problem with that. But if I see one of these little Red Riding Hoods getting dropped off by their mama, let me tell you something. All bets are off. And I can tell you, and I still remember, in the late 1950s, I had a chance to make starting fullback on Notre Dame High School. And I remember very well, my mother brought me to practice, and I still can remember the disgust on my coach's face. And I can still hear the voices going through my head, "Hey, mama boy, and give that boy a bib, and he needs his mama." And those words are seared into me like a brand, like someone took a branding iron. And from that day forward, I swore to God and all of his mercy that I would never, and I mean I would never, let my mother drive me to school again.
Well, I can't believe Coach Dozier.
And that was over 40 years ago.
I can't believe, sir, that was such an issue for you, and now it's part of your coaching philosophy.
Well, do you know what it's like to be embarrassed by your mother? I'm asking you a question.
I don't want to comment on that. I'm just saying I don't understand that being a part of your philosophy. By the way, can I give our number out here?
Well, the way she...
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, talking to Coach Dozier. Go ahead. You were talking about your mother?
I'm talking about my mother, yeah. I mean...
She dropped you off at practice.
That is correct. And I don't know if you know what it's like being embarrassed by your mother, but the way she dressed, the things she'd say, liquor on her breath, I mean... No, any kid lets his mama drive him to practice has asthma or gets these... Oh, boy. Pussy nosebleeds. I will not play that boy. And the next time I hear about any parent telling me how to run my practice, I will tell them to get the hell off the field. You get off the field, this is a closed practice.
Don't these parents, Mr. Dozier, have a right?
That is Coach Dozier, sir.
And Coach Dozier, okay?
I mean, I have earned that over 30 years of coaching.
All right, Coach Dozier, don't you think these parents have a right to expect their sons will be safe in your program?
I take care of these kids. Once these kids are on my practice field, they ain't your kid anymore, okay? They belong to me. And I'll run them, I'll sweat them, I'll make football players out of them. If anybody has a problem with that, I'll just wave this autopsy report in front of them. Okay? It's not their practice. With some pussy condition, and most probably it's the result of you and your wife or you and your husband being bad breeding partners. And so
being bad? I want you to repeat that. In other words, these kids had...
I don't want to get in an argument with me, Mr. Henry.
No, these kids had birth defects because mom and dad were bad breeding partners. Is that it?
People
made out of love and the hope that their kids will benefit from that.
That's not always the case. And all we ask is before you decide to have a child, you go to any urgent care clinic. You can have your husband's semen checked. But don't come crying to me. I tell the woman to get her husband's semen checked. It's very important before you decide to breed. Otherwise, you're going to bring your kid out on the field and with your pussy nosebleeds and all of that and that pussy asthma and they having their... They're dry.
Yeah, you know, you sound like you have an emotional problem.
I'll thank you not to question my emotional ability, okay?
But you're talking about how this, you don't want the mama driving them?
I don't want boys that don't have character. Now, you come on along here, you got a little, your pussy nosebleed. You got a character problem, my friend.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'll ask my producer, Mike Schaefer, forgive me for this on the air. We need to get him under control if we're to proceed with this hour at all. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Football coaches across the country are reacting with, mixed feelings concerning the autopsy report on some of these players. It turns out they were birth defects, enlarged hearts. In other words, these poor kids that are dying on football fields across America, it would appear are dying as the result of a physical infirmity that they had, not any specific coaching technique or any kind of coaching practice that would cause them to be injured. Our number is 1-800, and you just heard one of them, Coach Vernon Dozier, saying it's payback time now, whatever that means. And I understand, like, a lot of these coaches get calls from parents, why aren't you playing my kid, why aren't you doing this? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I would question, however, his assumption that if a kid has asthma, it's a character problem. Like he has, his personality's warped. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I don't think it's any secret, though, Phil, that these kids that have asthma and like the kids that are mentally retarded, you know, they're all in the same boat.
Well, you can't say that a kid with asthma is the same as a kid who's mentally retarded, can you? I mean...
Well, I would thank you, sir. I'm the educator here, not you, and I can tell you I've seen enough kids with asthma and these kids that have nosebleeds. We all put them in the same area at school where they have lunch together and they can be together with other kids that understand them. So,
all right, so you've got all the kids who are mentally retarded.
Well, let me ask you something. Can a retarded kid play football? No, sir. Can a kid?
Yes, they can. They have Special Olympics.
They can't play with, they're not going to play with a kid that's got all of his marbles. The kids that don't have all their marbles, they play in one league, and the ones that have all their marbles play in another league. And
where do the asthma kids play?
Well, they would play...
They play with the mentally retarded kids?
They play with the retarded kids, yeah, because that's...
All right, hold on here for a minute, because we got a lot of parents and people...
Look, I've been talking to parents all week long, trying to tell me how to run my football program, okay?
Well, we got a lot of people who want to talk to you here. 1-800-449-8686. Coach Vernon Dozier, who believes that this is a vindication, finding out that they were birth defects that killed a lot of these players, these football players... he thinks it's vindication for his coaching techniques, and he doesn't want any kid with asthma, nosebleeds, or being dropped off by his mother on his practice field. Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Go ahead, okay.
And I'd like to urge all the parents that are under this ban, and I use the term man very loosely,
to please get out there and find out
where he is working, because you need to get a copy of the tape of this man taking this and
I'll tell you where I work.
Get him fired.
I work at Belmar Academy in Glendale. I've got a record of
really?
I've got a record of 183-46, okay?
And you're pointing
to the state.
Please, Debbie, please watch your language.
See, there you go right there.
Nice.
There
you go right there. Call him a pussy.
There you go right there. Now, I'm not talking about the part of a woman's anatomy. I'm talking about the state.
Oh, really?
Why would you even use it?
You're not talking about a kitty cat, are you?
I'm talking about the state of the emotional state of a young man.
Yeah, what does word mean to you, sir?
I'll tell you, this kid who comes out, the kid comes, he's a coward.
You need to get your act together. Your emotions and your ego are going to kill somebody.
Excuse me, but no kid comes to my program with some pussy condition like asthma, okay? Yes, I said the word.
Right. And you know something?
Yeah.
Your attitude is just exactly the same thing as dictators have when there's not a perfect race.
Excuse me.
You prefer everybody to have an IQ of over 130. Is that true, sir?
Ma'am, my job is to put a
what
football
field.
What
is your field. IQ, sir?
My job is my IQ.
What is your IQ?
My IQ is big enough to put a football field.
What is it, sir? Do you know?
It could be over 200. I've never had
it
done.
Yeah, right. I don't think you've ever had it done. Correct.
I believe,
I'm in Mensa. I have an IQ of 135.
Ma'am.
And I'll bet you I can out-tactically think you hands
listen
over
to this.
Fist.
Well, I would welcome you to field a football team, bring it over to to Dozier Stadium, which was named after me, okay?
Oh, really? Did you put any money into it?
Is there a football stadium named after you? I don't think so.
I don't need a football stadium named after me, sir, because you know why?
Ma'am.
My son and my daughter have both been in the service. Both of them are doing well. Neither one of them had to play football to prove their point. And I will guarantee you, I could outthink you in a heartbeat.
You know something? You said you were menstruating, which I don't know why you brought that up on the air.
No, I am not menstruating,
sir.
I am through with that in my life.
Ma'am, you said you were.
She said she was in Mensa.
All right.
Mensa, sir, is an educational.
God.
You're an educator, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't know what
what
Mensa is?
I think it's some phony baloney club that a bunch of eggheads get together.
Yeah, right, because you can't get into it. It's phony baloney. The thing is, sir, if somebody doesn't agree with you, they're screwed up in the head. You know what your problem is? You don't like anybody, and you're so damned afraid of everything you've
let
got.
Let me tell you, I think that Mensa is a bunch of pussy eggheads. Okay.
Yeah, you know something? It's people like you that
you know,
I feel the sorriest
this
for.
Is,
because you're never going to understand what's real in this
You know, so I know what's real. A winning
No, you
game.
Don't know. Because there are plenty of people with asthma that have won the Olympics.
Name one. Yeah, can't do it, can you? I know, every time somebody likes you makes a statement like that, you don't really have the information. You're just coming up with a lot of
bullcrap. You are a joke and a half. I can't believe you. I really pray that all the parents from the school that you're attending get a hold of this tape. I would
Debbie.
I'll tell you what, sir. If I can get my hands on a copy of this tape, I am personally going to mail it to every
Debbie.
Football player's parent, be it father or mother, and the school board so that they know what's going on with you.
Why don't you get your hands on this? Okay?
Okay, can we grow up here a little bit? This lady is making some good points, I think.
I'll play the tape of this in my pregame meeting to inspire my
game. I'll bet you will, and I'll bet it'll be so edited that you'll have words reversed in the whole nine yards. Look,
you want to hear how sick you are?
You
and your friends of Mensa.
Kids not worth a darn when they grow up because they don't understand what reality is.
You and your Mensa.
Football is not the all and be all of life, buddy.
I'll tell you something right now. Thank God for football because it gives us a few hours on a Sunday afternoon so we can get away from a motor mouth, caterwauling banshee like you and have 3 hours. I'm so emotional right now. Look, you and your friends at Mensa can go play with your Apple computers and watch your Xena TV show and all that lesbian stuff.
Let me explain something to you, sir. I don't have
you and your menstruating
like
buddies.
Okay, can we calm down, everybody? Because, look, Debbie, I understand your frustration.
Okay.
You talk, Coach Dozier, as if...
I don't need any pussy egghead telling me what to do.
What did he just call me, sir?
You heard me.
Tell her what you called
her. No, I
didn't. I'm not going to say it.
See,
tell
you
her.
Can't repeat it.
I already said it.
What did you say, sir?
I said that I called you a woman.
A what?
Why don't you say it now that the air is clear and we can all hear it?
Because I don't want
to. Because he doesn't have the kahunas.
You know, what's the matter? You gutless?
I don't want to.
Very
you don't want
wonder.
To.
He doesn't want to because he knows I'm probably taping this conversation. That's why he doesn't want to.
Pussy.
What did you say?
I called her a pussy.
Oh,
look
he called me a pussy.
Look, just for the record, the word that you're using it has to do with the courage of these kids, right?
That is what I tried to say to this caterwauling banshee with her menstruation or whatever the hell. Oh, you can laugh all you want, but I can tell you this much.
Baby, my IQ is 135. I'd honor to get you in a set
okay.
of chess
I've never
or
had,
checkers.
Oh, chess is for
that.
Pussy. Oh, that's pussy in a chess.
Yeah, see, you can't think tactically. All you can think
ma'am,
of is attack and kill.
Football is a militaristic.
Attack
football.
And kill.
Football is a tactical game. Football. And you play chess? I would rather be castrated than play chess. I'll thank you to not tell me how to live my life.
No, but you are the one that's telling these other kids how to live their lives. You're the one that's
exactly.
keeping a kid off the football field if his mother drops him off.
Who the hell, who's that pussy in the background talking?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Coach Vernon Dozier with us. We'll be right back talking about the kids on a football field.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Coach Vernon Dozier, he's a head football coach, varsity football coach. Coach?
Well, our program includes our junior varsity team as well.
All right, and you are the coach over at Belmar, and we're talking about high school football players who had been dying on, you know, unfortunately, this past summer training season, dying on the football field because of the heat. However, many of these deaths have been attributed to birth defect, and so you feel that vindicates football coaches.
That is absolutely correct.
But let me ask you this. You said that you don't want any kid playing for you that has asthma, that is prone to nosebleeds, or has his mother drop him off or pick him up from practices. And you mentioned your own mother.
I mentioned my own mother, yes. And I've got some very, very deep memories of my own mother. My mother is what you might have called at a time a loose woman. She gave it away to all kinds of men, sailors, service personnel. I was raised near an Army base. My mother worked in a restaurant. And on any given night, we had every kind of GI, sailor, Marine, all kind of gas station attendants, gardeners, coming in and out. And I told... Hold on for a minute.
Do you need something?
I've got a...
Is that... What is that, an inhaler?
Yeah, I have asthma.
You have asthma, but you don't want any pussy kid on your team?
Watch the way you say that word to me. Okay.
No, wait a minute. You don't want any kid. Do you have nosebleeds, too?
When I was a kid, yeah.
Okay, so everything that you suffer from, your mama,
Hold on for a minute. My asthma is not the same. It's not the same at all. I have asthma, yeah, but it isn't because I'm a pussy. Most kids have asthma because they're pussies, okay? I'm not one.
Well, what difference does it make? Maybe a kid's got asthma because he doesn't have a...
Look, who do you think you're talking to?
Okay, Coach, I'm not one of your players. I'm the host of a radio show. Okay, so you give me some respect. Linda, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I would like to talk to the coach, please.
Who am I speaking with? This is Coach Dozier.
This is Linda.
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
Do
you have a boy in my program?
He sounds like a damn Hitler that was an Aryan perfect species of people.
Do you have a boy in my football program?
I have had, no, my boys are up and up.
You're up
but,
and up?
Yes. I was talking to my daughter today.
Yeah.
And I said, darling, let me tell you something.
Is this going to take long?
The environment is changing. And it's changing faster than human beings can evolve.
What the hell are you talking about?
I was talking about the asthma and the allergies.
Well, watch your language, Coach.
And I'm going to tell you about this son of a bitch.
Hey,
this
listen.
Coach son of a bitch.
Yeah, my name is Coach Dozier. Don't you ever forget it. I'm 151.
Well, excuse me, Coach. Let me tell you something. What are you, a Hitler?
And four times.
You want an Aryan society?
Let me tell you
something. And you have the same thing that you're calling these little children?
Some nights my mother,
and
my
pussies,
mother,
and I don't like that word,
my mother
sir.
Would have one man from each branch of the service in her bed. She used to yell out Army, Navy, Air Force,
Marine.
Well,
I'm sorry, what your mama did to you.
My mama had...
you could either become a bigger man from it,
damn National
or you could be a
too.
Lesser man, and that is what you chose.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Any kid has his mama... pick him up from practice and drop him off as a pussy.
Let me tell you something. I had five kids, sir, and their father deserted them.
How many fathers?
Oh,
one.
Wow.
One father.
What kind of a comment is that?
Just checking.
Yeah, just checking.
I had one father to all of my children.
I know you
actually,
had one father.
I birthed four, and I raised
and
my
you,
sister's
and
son.
And you hatched one?
Pardon?
You birthed four.
I birthed four, and I raised my sister's son.
She had a stepson, as it, right, Linda? Would you call
no,
that?
No, he was not a stepson.
A stepson?
He was my nephew.
Well, you know what? I know what your problem is, and it's something I don't like. You drink, don't you?
No, you do. I do not.
Yes, you do. You're drinking right now, aren't you?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy. If there's something that pisses me off, it's a woman that drinks. My mother had liquor on her breath.
How in the hell can you say that to me, sir?
I'll tell you how I'm saying. You said stepson. It's stepson.
Yes.
You next to a jug?
Well, I will have to tell you, sir, I have two abscesses in my teeth.
Two what?
Abscesses.
Two upsets.
Abscess.
Don't blame me because
your sons are faulty.
Did you have the semen of your husband checked before you had these kids? No. And now you have kids with asthma and nosebleeds.
He was my high school sweetheart.
You got an asthma and you're, boy, that must hurt.
Excuse me?
What else you got in your mouth? Come on. Now,
all right, let's get back to what we're talking about.
I mean, let me ask you, Linda, how's the moonshine this time of year?
How's the what?
The moonshine.
You know, you are a creep. You are a creep.
How do you spell that?
Creep. C-R-E-E-P.
Thank
creep.
You.
That's what she's saying you are.
You are a creep.
I'm a creep because I don't want some pussy asthma sufferer on my team, and I don't want some pussy with a nosebleed on my
but
team.
But children are suffering from the environment today. Don't you understand?
From the environment today, I'm trying to make a
you're
man
an Aryan Hitler. Son of a bitch. You know that? You're an Aryan Hitler son of a bitch.
No, I'm not. I happen to be African-American.
Well, I don't care what you are.
Yeah.
I don't care what you are. But you are an Aryan son of a bitch.
You know,
that these poor children, you don't want this defect. You don't want that defect.
You know, Linda, you and I are an awful lot alike. We've both been kicked around by this world. My mother, your ex-husband.
I raised my kids. I did what I had to do.
I
was a nurse. I was a surgical nurse.
I
stayed on my feet.
I
had a grandmother in bed. I had another person dying. I had everybody dying around me. But let me tell you something. I had strong kids.
I bet you did. And I bet you were a good woman, too, aren't you?
I don't know. I don't judge myself.
All of my life I've looked for someone that might be strong and who could equal my
I am own. Strong, and I'm not a drunk, and I don't drink, and I don't appreciate that.
Well, let me ask you
the
a question.
The thing is, I don't have insurance, thank you, sir. I can't afford it.
I could provide
all
you
right?
insurance. I
but
could
let
help
me
you.
Tell you something.
I could support
you're
you.
You're sitting here talking
my
about
sperm's
these
been checked.
Children, and you're calling them names.
My semen's been checked.
And they have nothing to do. And
nothing
people
to do.
Copulate
they can get out and play video games.
They love
don't play
each
football.
Other. And now I will get off the. I can get on the subject real quick about how everybody copulates just
drink.
For the hell of it.
Well, we
but
could.
You don't judge these babies,
Linda,
for what they are,
Linda.
And you're an Aryan Nazi
Linda.
Son of a bitch.
Do you have asthma?
What?
Do you have asthma?
No, I do not. Do I sound like it?
Well, you have to. I think when you're saying it, John, I didn't know.
I can't hear you.
What?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I would just like to have your home phone number so you and I might have a drink. That's all I'm saying. Maybe a beer, maybe a night of bowling. I don't know what you like.
I'd cut your balls off, man.
Well, that'd be the most
what
fun I've had in a long
time. What you said about these children and how their parents did not copulate properly.
They didn't.
I don't
no.
think
the only
so.
Way you get a healthy child is if you put a woman on her hands and knees and you go right ahead and do the do, man. You're the lead driver on the bobsled, okay? And I don't,
oh, what are we talking about now, man? I thought we're talking about high school football, and I got you talking about
you are nasty,
sexual
and
positions.
I'm talking about high school football.
Not no missionary style, okay?
Because
not
their parents populate properly, and you sound like a damn Hitler Aryan.
I'll put you on your hands and knees, and I'm the lead driver on the
I don't think so, baby. I'd like that.
All right, okay, come on. Freaking weirdos. I'm done with it. Hey, Vernon. That's what I thought. You got asthma, too, don't you? I don't engage in any pussy missionary style. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
This is The Phil Hendry Show, and this is the program where on this show, I do the voice of myself, which I'm doing right now, and also the guest. And we do a variety of character voices, all of them performed by me. And in many instances, the callers, well, every caller that you hear on this show thinks that they're real. And why do I point that out? Well, I point it out for a couple of reasons. Let me give you the overriding reason why I'm pointing it out right now. Because not so, what is it, about 20 minutes ago, we had a woman call talking to Coach Dozier as performed by me,
And she was saying that she was a member of Mensa. You know, there's an old saying that we have applied to our show. Nobody is too stupid for this show. There's a lot of people too smart for it. There's this woman who's in Mensa. Now, what is that? The Mental Giants of America or something? And she's talking to like a fake guy. I'm in Mensa, and I've got an IQ of 912, and let me tell you something. I got it all over you. I'll play you in chess. She doesn't know she's talking to a man that doesn't exist. The Mensa member. And she's more than welcome to play me in chess because I suck. I mean, I used to be good until my kids started learning it, and now they're kicking my ass six ways to sunset. It's really great to play a kid in chess the first few times when you're really just killing him, and then when he gets mad like my kids did, and they go out and they learn the game, and now they just, like, lay me over a barrel head. But that, to me, this is one of the great moments of our show. I don't know about anybody else, but for me, it's always worth it when you get somebody on the line who claims to be a genius, and they're talking to a made-up voice. Just some observations on the Phil Henry Show. When I mention Al Sharpton is running for president, I don't think there has ever been a guy in the history of this country better poised and better prepared to run for president than Al Sharpton. He looks good. He looks great. He's healthy. He's got a lot of great ideas. My vote is for Al Sharpton, and I know that you'll join me in that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
You, who are you?
My name is David Hall. I'm the program. What's your name?
My name is Sylvia.
Uh-huh.
And I want to tell you what my background is.
What's your what?
My background.
Well, what does this got to do with me?
It has to do with you because you think you're the smartest guy in the world and you're a piece of crap.
Well, hold on. Can you put her on hold for a minute?
Sylvia, will you hold on for a minute, okay? Sylvia?
What?
Will you hold for just a second, all right?
Yes, I can't take him anymore.
I know. Well,
just hold. I think it's a part of the act.
No. I've got to talk to him for a second. Will you hold on? Okay? Sylvia?
Yes.
Hold for just a minute. David, what are you doing?
Will you get this old Jew off the phone quick and let's go to another call?
I don't want to...
Just get rid of the old Jew and let's move on.
Okay, Sylvia, hi, it's Phil Henry again.
Yes, I heard, listen,
and
was that,
I was,
I want to ask you something.
Listen, I want to know, Sylvia,
you shut up, you stupid old bastard. Shut your mouth, you're an ignoramus.
I care about your life.
I don't give a damn about you.
Wait a second.
You're just lucky, and it's a part of the act to do this, to get people all hot and bothered about
calling exactly.
Up.
David,
it's part of your act.
Is this why you call in, to get everybody upset?
The one who's getting everybody upset.
I didn't do it.
Shut up and listen.
Why don't you shut up?
I called.
Wait, yes, you did call. The lady called, and she's going to have her say, okay?
I didn't ask to talk to you.
Did you get this old bag to call in? Because if you did...
I'm younger than you are, you stupid old bastard.
Let me tell you...
Hold on for a minute, everybody. Now, I didn't get her to call in, and I'm asking you, David, did you call in to get everybody pissed off?
You're the guy talking about Mexico. Did I talk about Mexico?
He is the one that got me, because I love to listen to your show, Phil.
Thank you very much.
I do listen to it.
Thank you very much.
I cannot tolerate that old...
Hey, hold on for
that old moron.
What do you know about going to Mexico?
Is it part of the act?
Have you ever gone to Mexico?
Yes, I have.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. Well, I don't give a damn whether you believe it or not. I've been all over the world, you badass, you big moron.
You're going to Israel every summer.
I've been all over the world with my late husband. Now shut your mouth. I'm talking to Phil.
You're taking a dead body around the world.
Now shut your mouth. You don't know anything about me. You don't know what I look like or anything.
How dare you say that?
I worked in the New York City Board of Education for the principal.
Did you say you took a dead body around the world? Because I heard
you say... You're a dead body. You're an idiot.
She said she went around the world with her late husband.
That's what I'm saying.
He's an idiot. He thinks all of this is going to get people interested. I like to listen to your show.
You're very kind.
But I think that act is worthwhile. To get people to turn it on, he's got the wrong guy.
You got it, David. You got to stop doing this.
Part of the act.
If you keep calling my show, David, with all of this stuff. Now, hold on for a minute, Sylvia. I got to talk to David. You keep calling my show like this just to get people pissed.
Wait a minute. You came on the air today, started talking about Mexico, something that nobody knows anything about.
I know all about Mexico.
Who's this?
This is Sylvia.
That's right. I've been to Mexico.
I've
been all over the world.
With a dead body, right?
No, with my husband who was now deceased. Now, shut your stupid mouth.
The man died after she went around the world with him, okay?
I'm not talking
to you. All right, okay, you just needed to clear that up.
I don't have to clear anything up with you. I can't tolerate you.
All right, Sylvia,
think you're an old moron.
Sylvia, why don't you tell us, where have you been? You've traveled around the world, right?
All around the whole world with my late husband.
And, for instance, where did you go, dear?
Well, I've been to Africa. I've been to Egypt.
Africa.
I've been to I've been to Morocco. I've been to Israel 3 times.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've been to Italy. I've been to Spain.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I've been to England. Where else? Norway. I've been all over the world.
And then you woke up. Now,
what is it with you, okay?
I find him to be, you know, he thinks this is getting people to listen
to us. No,
no, no. He's got the wrong angle.
I'm trying to make a point.
He's overdoing it.
The average person.
Did you hear what I said? Stupid, listen. You're overdoing it.
I can't hear you.
Well, I don't want to hear you.
Oh,
I didn't
so
turn
it's
on this program to listen to you, moron.
So in other words,
I turned it on to listen to Phil.
You don't believe in free speech, then? Is that it?
Oh, stop talking to me like I'm 2 years old, you moron. Don't give me that baloney.
Baloney? Free speech is the cornerstone of the country.
That's why I'm telling you. Free speech means I can tell you to go to hell, right?
Well, so what do I say to that?
I think the lady is angry because you're saying that everybody listening is so stupid they don't understand what a passport is, what a consulate is. 91% of Americans would rather go to the Mall of America than the Eiffel Tower.
You know why I'm laughing?
I didn't take
the
ball.
I have been all over the world.
You ever been to the Mall of America?
I've been. I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, never been.
I don't want to talk to you. Get the hell off the phone.
All right, I'll get off.
You get off. Phil?
Okay, I'm off, all right?
Where's Phil?
I'm right here, dear.
I can't take that man. I mean, is this part of the I want to.
Well, I call him up.
Is this part of the act?
I call him up all the time and ask him, why do you call the show? Why do you do?
I mean it sincerely,
Sincerely.
Is this part of the act?
Is it, David?
You know, I want to tell you something.
No, she doesn't want me. Look, this
I don't
want
to talk to him. I want to.
No, you don't want to talk to me.
Phil,
you don't want to talk to me. I'm the program director.
I don't.
I'm right here.
I think you're an absolute moron.
Well, at least I've been to the Mall of America, and you haven't.
I called Phil.
All right, she called me to talk to me.
I called Phil. Get the hell off the phone.
Are you calling from Florida? Do you know how many people have been?
None of your damn business. Where I'm calling
well, if
from.
You know the people that have died from shark attack over the last 5 days there?
Maybe I'm not interested in anything that you say, and
maybe
I know
you
everything
go take
you're
a swim.
Talking about. So get the hell off the phone. I'm calling Phil.
No, I don't feel like it.
Look at David.
Shut up and listen.
No, I don't have to.
Shut up and listen to what she's got to say, at least, okay? You took a half an hour on my show to tell me that I'm full of crap about the Mexico. Will you listen?
I don't feel like it.
Oh, you don't feel like it.
I don't have to do what you tell me to do. I'm the boss.
Well, you're a stupid boss if you are the boss. You're a very stupid boss. You carry it too far. You're a little bit, it works.
You know what?
Wait a minute. I worked and I've been to all the studios in New York. I told you I also was Zsa Gabor's private secretary.
Who?
I've been around the world.
George Gabor.
Zsa Gabor.
Zsa Gabor.
I was her
Gabor.
Private secretary.
Did you see her nude?
Oh, isn't that
it's
funny?
That's not your goddamn business.
Well, I bet you did.
Nude. That's not what I'm calling about.
If you saw Zsa Gabor naked, I think you owe it to this audience to tell us.
I don't have to tell you anything. I don't even want to know you.
Bill Henry's flashback.
Oh, you didn't have the peeing part. All right. 1-800-449. Oh, okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.